Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie, the theater lady, as I live and breathe.
What's that? Butter my biscuits or whatever that expression is. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to be here. So I guess you want to know what I've been seeing lately.
Oh, sure.
I saw The Whale at the Off the Wall Theater in Carnegie.
Oh, really? Did you go on a watch? You know, like they put you on a boat and, you know.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't have liked that because the show was perfect as it was. I didn't need a boat. But I wanted to, if you don't mind, read a quote that Virginia Grunert, the artistic director of the theater, wrote online. And when I read this after I saw the show, I thought, that's a perfect description. So I'm going to read Virginia's words, if you don't mind.
What am I going to do?
That's true. The Whale is a perfect example of how Off the Wall loves to blend the controversial and funny and dramatic with the thought-provoking. And that show last night was all of those things.
All right, so let's start with funny.
Okay.
Or controversial. Or you have a plan. Let's go with your plan.
Well, funny. Let's just tell a little bit about what the plot was real quickly. The plot is a story of a man who is basically eating himself to death. He is eating till he has become so obese that he has trouble moving. And I think that's part of where it got the name, The Whale, because he was a little bit, he is a little bit like a beached whale because he becomes so large. And as he realizes he's dying, he tries to fix the relationship between him and his daughter. And that's basically the plot. There's so much more to it. It's so much more complex, but that's just a little overview. Mm. Now, Linda Haston directed this show, this award-winning show by Samuel D. Hunter.
Oh, what did it win?
It won the Drama Desk Award and two or three other awards and also several nominations.
Is it a relatively new play?
Fairly new, and it's a Pittsburgh premiere, which is very exciting for me.
Sure, yeah. Because you do see everything.
I try.
So you would know if it's been done here before.
I try. And this show, I felt, was so brilliantly directed and acted with such precise attention to detail that it really enhances the whole dramatic impact of it. This show is so impactful, so moving, and so powerful that
I just put down my drink.
It's almost hard to find all the words to describe it. Now, F.J. Hartland plays the man who is overeating and intentionally really killing himself by this. His performance was stunning. He played this character with such, he plays this character as such a complicated character, which he is, and he plays this character with such gentleness and humanity and kindness and love. He was a miracle to watch on that stage. And his daughter is played by Abby Quattro, and she is kind of the opposite of him. Bold and loud and brash, and the teenage misfit who is a mean girl and proud to be so. And some, we mentioned humor, some of the funny scenes that happen, the funniest are between her and Elder Thomas, who is a Mormon that just happens by there.
Oh, we had to throw a Mormon in there,
making one of his house calls. And that's played by Brian Noble. And he was just so perky and cute and adorable in his role. Mm-hmm. And just determined, if he can't save the world, to at least save just one person, that being FJ. And so those scenes between Abby and Brian were really, really, I think, the most humorous. Mm. I would hesitate to call this a comedy, though, because the emotional power of it is breathtaking. And there were a couple other people in the show that were also very good. One of them was Dana Hardy, who played Mary, the former wife. And I really appreciated the affection that she showed for him at the end of the show. It felt so real. Mm. And she's actually married to Tony Bingham, which is kind of a interesting little tidbit, because I just find him so humorous that I didn't know he was married to an actor, and it was just kind of cool little tidbit. And then Amy Landis plays Liz, the nurse, and it's revealed why they have such an affection and why she cares for him in the play, but I won't spoil it with that. It runs through May 9th. I believe that once the word gets out, it will be selling out. So I suggest people get tickets quickly because that's such a wonderful, intimate little space. Mm-hmm. But it's a show that really impacted the audience and me. And I'm still thinking about it.
Did you cry?
I did. I wasn't going to say that because I didn't want to discourage people from going if they're afraid that it's going to be too gut-wrenching.
But we all need a good cry every now and then.
Yes, I did. I at least was able to get control of myself.
Well, no, I mean, that means it was very emotionally gripping.
It was.
A play can move you like that. That's something to mention. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.